A massive recovery operation is underway all along the Gulf Coast in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, is sending medical teams, rescue squads, and stocks of food and water to the hardest hit areas. Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu is touring the region this morning by helicopter to assess the damage. We spoke to her just before she left about what's happening on the ground the morning after the storm.
We've seen some very devastating pictures coming out of New Orleans, Plaquemine Parish, St. Bernard, which lies to the south of New Orleans, many areas of Jefferson Parish, which is the large parish right outside of New Orleans, has been very heavily hit. We've had a lot of flooding, some levees breaking, some bridges down, and it's a very dangerous situation.
What are the first reports that you are getting in there about the search and rescue?
Well, the search and rescue began yesterday about mid-afternoon and continued through the night. The helicopters were used yesterday primarily for rescue to try to get people who were stranded, and there were hundreds of people stranded in attics and on roofs. Boats from the state police, National Guard, of course, is out. 4,000 guardsmen have been deployed. Today, those helicopters and boats will be deployed to do a little bit more detailed surveying so people have a sense of how much water they have in their neighborhoods and when they might be able to get back. Of course, there's still very limited electric service in the whole region. That's including South Louisiana and Mississippi. Baton Rouge, where I am now, is sunshine, clear streets, electricity getting back on, and is a very safe place to operate out of. And that's where a lot of the crews and emergency crews are coming to sort of stage to get into the lower areas of Louisiana.
And as you look around at the damage, what are the greatest needs right now in the very short term?
Well, it's mostly shelter for people who are going to need some extended stay. I mean, shelters are available. We're hoping the hotels will really be as creative as possible in allowing people to stay, perhaps even at reduced rates. That's trying to be worked out now, because basically a staging operation is going to have to be set up sort of around the area so people can go into the area to work during the day and come out at night, is what I'm assuming is going to happen. But we just are going to have to be patient because there's a lot of flooding. People are comparing this to Camille that hit the Gulf Coast. That was impassable for weeks. We don't know what the situation is in terms of people being able to get back over some of the bridges, particularly into the areas of Slidell and St. Tammany. But the assessments will be made today. More pictures will be available, and more specific information about specific neighborhoods and subdivisions, which I think will help people a great deal.
Now, Senator, there's talk already of billions of dollars of damage to the region.
Yes. There will be, unfortunately, billions of dollars. Those assessments will go on. I'm going to be working today with the congressional delegation and with the federal officials to make sure that whatever assets and financial assistance is needed will be available. We are very proud of the contribution that we make to the federal treasury every year from this part of the country. The Gulf Coast is the only energy coast of the nation. We are also the gateway for much of the trade and commerce through the Mississippi River. We have refineries, petrochemical plants that contribute to the well-being and competitiveness of the nation. And so we really do believe, just as when other areas are hit, whether it's California or New York, that we deserve the same level of attention. And it's going to take billions of dollars to help us recover. But the people here are kind and generous, and we want people to just be patient and to help us as much as possible, and I'm sure they will.
Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.